This program is paid for by Innovative Medical Associates. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Innovative Medical Associates or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. Now, Health Watch, featuring Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor and founder of Innovative Medical Associates, with valuable information that could help you improve your quality of life. Now, Health Watch.
We are back and happy to be here, live in the studio. Good morning and welcome to another edition of Health Watch. Every Sunday, 8 till 9, our live version here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Health Watch features Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. What do we talk about here on the program? We talk about health. We talk about specifically ways to improve your overall quality of life. And that, of course, is our mission statement. Health Watch, if you want to call in to Dr. Molly with a medical challenge or just a simple question, 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio, 855-839-1210. As we say good morning to Dr. Molly.
Hey, John, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're here.
Yes.
So, thank God.
A little bout with congestive heart failure.
I know, John. It's one of, we talk in abstract about you, and I say you're a complex case. I think that people don't understand when I say that. It's because of several other underlying conditions. And, of course, I came up to the hospital to see you.
Right.
And I was happy to do so.
I didn't look too good, did I?
No, you didn't look too good that day. But I knew you were coming back because I was watching the monitors and I had an opportunity to talk to your doctor. But the thing is, John, you and I both know you have a condition that really affects every organ on top of everything else, and you're down to one kidney too,
that's right.
So heck, I worry about you a lot, and I feel like I've given you a wonderful run, but it's not over yet, buddy. So come on,
we still got time.
We have time, so I want to make sure that we continue to do so. But you are a good case study in showing that people come to me not with one challenge, but many. And that is something that I really live every day. I say, okay, what other underlying conditions are at work here? Yeah, we got the major condition. We get it, okay? We knew you had cardiac condition from 20 years ago, okay? But it's the underlying conditions that started to worry me. And I've got to tell you, John, you gave me you put a few more gray hairs on my head.
Okay. Okay, well, we'll have to take care of that. But 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. We were talking about, and you're talking about challenges. It's got to be difficult for you and your docs, not just for me, but for a lot of your patients,
right,
when you have multiple challenges. Like, how do you navigate which one to tackle first?
Well, that's the thing. You tackle the most important and the moment. And see, that's the thing, John. It's like people tell me, oh, I want my blood taken. The blood test is only a snapshot in time. So that's the same when you come into us. In other words, based on what you're telling us and what we see in the moment, that becomes the condition we focus on. But we also are acutely aware that the condition that you think might be the major problem may be a transitory problem, and really it's the other underlying conditions that are causing the issue. And for someone like you, it's really an ongoing, I would say, a continuum of care is necessary. It's not one thing, John, because again, people who have diabetes, and I'm not talking out of turn for you because people know you have diabetes, right?
Right, yes.
When people have diabetes and you've already had challenges with kidney function, you're going to end up with cardiac challenges and pulmonary challenges, this kind of thing, because it all goes together. This is what upsets me more than ever. All the time we start to see patients who are treated myopically. In other words, oh, let me just correct the breathing problem today and not worry about the rest of it. But no, you noticed immediately when I was in there, I said, how's his blood sugar? How's this? How's that? That's why, because I'm worried about you in total. And that is the key for all my patients. We look at you holistically, not just the immediate challenge. Now, don't get me wrong. You know, we know how to dial 911. If there's an immediate challenge, we want to get you to a safe place, get you stabilized. You'll never hear me tell you get off your medication. But you know that for the most part, we can help you get through a challenge and get you on the road to recovery.
Do you find that most patients, and I guess this is really a generic question, but most patients come to you with challenges, but also they could come to you if they're just feeling a little bit tired or whatever.
I would relish that. I would love that. I wish more and more people would come to me earlier rather than later in the continuum, because that's so much easier for us to put together a game plan, you know, because we're fairly thorough. That's the one thing I'm going to say about my docs and my nursing staff. We're very, very thorough in what we want to do. You know, people said to me this past week, you know, with you being off and everything, they said, oh, well, you know, hydration, you know, there's so many, here we go again. I said, hydration's just a vehicle by which we deliver some things. But really, in a facility like ours, you're getting an awful lot of attention to your overall health. And that's something I really want to put out there. In other words, you're not just coming in to get a bag, okay? That we do, and we do well. But the idea is we want to make sure that that is a therapeutic process for you, and we want to look at some of the other questions. You'll notice that the nurses are now asking you various questions while going through your treatment. That's important information, because we review the charts weekly so that then I can go back with the docs and say, hey, why did this occur on this patient at that time, and what do we have to do to change it?
Let's talk about, we kind of got off the track here. We talked about my situation, but let's talk about what you do and how you help people, the whole process of hydration therapy and where it leads you.
Sure. Hydration therapy, hydration as a therapeutic model, means we are going to use the hydration to deliver nutraceuticals, possibly some pharmaceuticals, definitely some pharmaceuticals when needed, and also herbals, etc., things that we know can contribute to the health of the patient and contribute to the quality of life, more importantly, to a patient while going through whatever kind of condition they have. But it's not the only thing we do. We have to look at patients in their entirety. So if you need a specialist, do we get you to a specialist? The answer is yes. If you need to have a specific type of therapy like PT, do I get you to a physical therapist? The answer is yes. So what we are doing, we are acting in local. By that I mean we're acting in local as your primary kind of contact into the healthcare system. And that's what we want to do. We want to give you the tools you need to continue to have a quality of life while going through whatever the continuum of your particular challenge is. I mean, I see cancer patients, but I see patients today, we're going to talk about a specific type of thing. I see patients who have autoimmune issues. I see patients who just feel fatigued and have hormonal issues. But most of the time, what I'm going to say to you is people come in for one issue. But the one issue is just a snapshot of what's really going on. And that's what we excel at. We excel at looking at you in total and say, hey, why does a healthy, an apparently healthy 20-year-old girl have this kind of fatigue? Why does she? Why does she keep fainting? What's going on? So then we look at the diagnosis, and we look at what other things. Has that diagnosis contributed to other issues for her that are going left untreated? And that is the difference between what we do and other people.
And a lot of times people don't know.
That's exactly
right.
That's exactly right. I mean,
and you discover it. So
well, it isn't a matter of discovering. It's a matter of ferreting it out. It's there. It's there. It's just that, you know, these are not new issues. They may be the real issues. The underlying issues are what's contributing to how you're feeling in the moment. And that's the difference between a hydration, a true medical primary care hydration center versus a spa. Yeah, I want you to look great. I want you to look good. But honey, I want you to feel really good. And I want you to, more than that, be on a continuum to good health.
Now, with the hydration.
Yes.
How does it work? Do you get treatments weekly, biweekly,
John,
monthly?
John, you and I both know. Okay. Last week we had a great call from an 80, quote unquote, 80 plus year old guy, our guy, right?
Yes.
You know that.
Yes.
Okay. He came in and he said, I'm 80 something. I'm feeling good. And I want you to know that thing you gave me last week made me really feel good. That worked for me. But, you know, he has other conditions, not just age related conditions, but true health conditions. We also are very cognizant of those and we try to help him with that. So, you know, that's the difference, right? We're looking at the patient in total and we want the patient to really excel in total. What else is going on for a patient in any given period of time over the long haul?
Does the hydration work? That's the first question.
Yes. Short answer is yes.
Does it work in conjunction with other things?
Yes. Listen, you needed to go to the hospital. Have I ever told anybody don't go to the hospital? You've seen me take people out if I needed to, right? And then they came back and said, geez, thanks a lot, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's right. So what we know is people who come to our clinic do the best by following conventional and integrative or holistic, whatever. But it is our delivery system that we concentrate on. It's the delivery system of the hydration because we're able to reach therapeutic value and levels for a patient much quicker than giving them the oral. So if you were to say what is really our, I would say we are the best in terms of functional medicine out there. In other words, we're all about keeping our patient functional, a good quality of life, and that usually includes some conventional, whether it's Dr. Pat or Dr. Linda writing a prescription for something, and then it also includes the natural substances as well.
Best of both worlds, right?
Exactly.
We are coming up on our first break of the morning. Our show is called Health Watch, and you'll find us here every Sunday, our live version from 8 till 9, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. And as I always say, call early so you can be sure we can get in your call. 855-839-1210. Dr. Molly's ready to talk to you, whether it's a question or a medical challenge, 855-839-1210. We are coming back. Dr. Molly and I return with more of today's edition of Health Watch after these words. As always, operators standing by when we are on the air here at Health Watch at the Innovative Medical Associates, and the number 856-489-0505. That's 856-489-0505. And we give out that number because this is a very simple process. When you call, all you have to do is book the initial consultation with Dr. Molly. It is complimentary, but what you will learn is a lot. You will really learn a lot about what Dr. Molly does, how she can potentially help you, and how you can potentially move forward and improve your overall quality of life. It's that simple. 856-489-0505. And the website, innovativemedicalassociates.com, innovativemedicalassociates.com. That's the website. Our show is Health Watch every Sunday, 8 till 9, here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Let's go to the phones. We'll talk to Brenda in Connecticut. Brenda, good morning.
Hi,
welcome,
Brenda.
To Health Watch.
Brenda, it's so good to hear from you, darling.
Good morning, John, and good morning, Dr. Marley. First of all, I just want to say, John, I'm glad that you're there today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Me too.
Me too, yes. We're all glad.
Yes, you are such a blessing. I just called to toot Dr. Molly's horn today. I came in for my initial consultation on Halloween, and I came for 3 appointments.
That's right.
And it has been such a wonderful experience.
Oh, thank you, Brenda. Thank you.
I have never felt so cared for.
And
everybody was so attentive. It was just so awesome. I just can't tell you. I just can't tell you enough. And I want to say that the issue that I came for was I had some tingling in my right arm, my right elbow.
Yes.
And it did go away.
Oh, good. Brenda, I've been thinking about you. I've been so busy back there, and I had a couple little personal setbacks, okay? So, but I've been thinking about you, not health-wise, just, you know, a couple of things with my pet and this and that. So it's been a little bit hectic for me. But I've been thinking about you. In fact, lovely Linda and I had a very big conversation. So did Pat. And we were like, hey, we got to catch up with Brenda because, you know, we go through the charts and we realize, you know, where you are in the continuum. So please, the weather's breaking. Mm-hmm. Take a nice trip down here. Maybe you could do something in Philly and see some of the 250-year-old stuff that's going on about our Constitution and everything else, Brenda. Be nice. Okay.
And I just want to say that I study you, Dr. Molly, because I really like the program and I really like what I hear. And when I was there, you are just full of the Holy Spirit.
Oh, my gosh.
And I can see your thinking. You are thinking, what is needed? How can I help? What is needed? How can I help?
Oh,
down to I misplaced my telephone.
Could you turn your radio down, Brenda?
I think I might be. My radio is not on.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
Good. Go ahead.
So I just wanted to thank you. I just wanted to thank you and. It's just awesome.
I think I remember, didn't you leave your phone somewhere or something, and all my gals started scurrying around and went and looked for it because we knew you had to drive back to Connecticut. We didn't want you to drive back without a phone, you know?
Right.
I thought I was going to have to go to Verizon and get you one, but we would have, believe me. You know that. We would have.
I know it. You care about the little things, too. I just want to thank you so much, and I just want to encourage people that this is a good avenue to help you.
Thank you,
Well,
Brenda.
Thank you, Brenda.
And may God bless
you. And good
you.
Luck. And hopefully Dr. Molly will see you soon.
May God bless you. Take care,
so
my dear.
Okay. God. Thanks
Isn't
for the call.
Isn't that a nice call?
Yes. Yes, it is. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. One thing about Dr. Molly. Pardon me? Oh, lovely Linda's on the phone.
Oh, my gosh.
That? Lovely Linda, before we go on. How can we not take lovely Linda's call? Good morning, Linda.
Hey, Linda.
Hi, everybody. How are you?
Good. I'm better today than I was yesterday, Linda?
First of all, I want to say, Molly, I'm so sorry for Precious Gracie. She was a beautiful dog, a wonderful dog. I'm so upset still about it. So I know your heart is broken, first of all. And you still came to work yesterday despite everything. So that's great.
And you know what? What I know for sure, Linda, like you and I say, you're the two of us who stay standing, and no matter what, our patients come first, no matter what.
Even in heartbreak.
Listen, I know. You went through your own tragedy, as you know, so may God bless us all, as Tiny Tim said, okay? God bless us all.
But what I wanted to say was we have patients from out of town came to us. He's still with us even next week from Indiana. And this one beautiful lady has a bone infection. Let me tell you, Dr. Molly, her wound is healing every day. We all can't believe it. It's getting smaller and smaller. She is telling the whole community about it. They're Amish. The whole committee about how you're healing her, your protocols, and she is so happy, so excited. I should have taken pictures of the wound. It was angry. It was big. It is so small now. Every day she's getting an IV. It is actually healing by the day. I just want to tell you how wonderful that is.
Well, Linda, actually, that you brought up a great point, because this goes to my point in that we are delivering a specific type of antibiotic for this that she probably should have had 4 weeks ago, as well as natural substances in order to maintain her immune system and help us fight this internally. You know, bone infection or osteomyelitis is very difficult. And I've had two cases. Isn't that interesting? We've had two separate cases from Indiana from that, from the bone situation. And when we send them back, how do we follow up? We follow up with the MRIs. We stay on top of it. If we have to send out a visiting nurse, the doctors issue the order.
Right.
And
right.
You got to admit, we do follow up on our patients, whether near or far.
Point, she was misdiagnosed She was misdiagnosed for a very long time, she said. And you're the one. That's what she said. This is what she said. There's Jesus, then there's you. Like,
oh, no. No. There's always Jesus. Amen. Amen. It's, as I say, Linda, it's always in God's hands, right? We're the instruments, and you are my hands, my technical instruments. You are my hands out there, right? But the bottom line, it's a team approach, and the good Lord leads the team. Thank you, Linda. This was a great call.
She has her brother who the same kind of infection. So he's in Indiana. He's coming from Florida. He wants to come to you next week.
Great.
So we got the same situation going on next week with her brother. So they're going to stay another week.
Great. And what we want to do is get more of our own local patients who have been misdiagnosed and mistreated. Come on in.
Yes.
Thank you. God bless.
Linda, thanks for
God
the call.
Bless.
Appreciate it. Frank in Northeast Philly. Frank, good morning.
Hi,
welcome
Frank.
To Health Watch.
Hi, Frank.
Good morning, double whammy. Not double. John, I'm glad you're better. And Dr. Molly, sorry about your dog.
Thank you.
And we had a dog from Tom Street to 16 for 13 years. She was great. Dogs are great pets.
They are. She was a wonderful therapy dog, both for the office and for me. God bless.
I'm sorry about that. I mean, dogs, like, for me, dog was a member of the family.
Yeah, that's how I feel. Yeah, of course.
We had her for so long. She was always. Dogs don't get mad at you. They're always friendly to you.
That's true.
But, John, I'm really glad you're back in action again. Last week, I thought it was because of weather or something, but Dr. Molly, you don't know what repeat they show, do you, on the air?
No. You mean I don't know what show they repeat? No, I don't. No.
Well, John, it was a great one. You know why, John?
No. Why?
It was on, December 7th. We're talking.
That's right. That's right.
And you said you knew you were meant to be on the air, the radio, because when you were born, the doctor spanked you, and you said, "We'll be right back after these messages."
That's
I remember that. Yes.
I'm glad. I'm glad. Yeah, we don't always know. Actually, right now, one of the things I want to do is I want to see if I can catalog all of the archived. Shows so that we would have a by not date and that kind of thing, and we can see progressions of things. So that would be very, very cool. Yeah, thank you for bringing that to our attention, Frank, because we don't always know which one's there. Yeah.
Also, I want to thank Mayor Joe because Kurt, who answered the phone on time, Mayor Joe always thanks him. I never thought about it. I told Kurt here because Kurt, thank you all the time for getting me on the air. You're a great guy. I never thought about it. It was just one of those things you take for granted. Just never thought about it.
Yeah, no, he's the best. We're so thrilled to have him. You have no idea.
Kirk thanks you, and he hopes that the bosses are listening.
John, come on. Now you're overdoing it. You know they're not. They're listening. Doesn't mean they're going to move on it.
Well,
right?
this is leading up to him applying for a raise. That's
attaboy.
What I was going to say.
Attaboy.
Well, stay better, John, and thanks, Dr. Molly.
God bless.
What's your dog's name? I'll say a prayer for her or him.
Oh, Gracie.
Gracie.
Yes.
I think you mentioned Gracie before. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks God bless. We are coming up on our halfway point of the show. It is Health Watch every Sunday, 8 till 9, our live version here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHC. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. The number here in the studio, 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210. Some open lines if you want to call in right now, 855-839-1210. Dr. Molly and I are returning with more of today's edition of Health Watch right after these words. Operators are standing by right now at Innovative Medical Associates. And again, the number, 856-489-0505. Again, 856-489-0505. When you call, simple, just make the initial appointment with Dr. Molly. It is complimentary, and you're going to learn a lot about what she can potentially do for you. 856-489-0505. The website, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. And don't forget, the Health Watch is right here at Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio as we continue with Dr. Molly. And we're going to, you always educate us on acronyms.
Yes, I know. And there are a ton of them, right? In medicine and in science.
Here's another one. Right. Chronic Inflammation Response Syndrome.
Yes.
What is that?
Well, it's actually an acquired medical condition characterized by an innate immune dysregulation following certain exposures. Okay, so something has to trigger it. But let me tell you why it's so difficult to really come to the conclusion that your condition is CIRS. That's how we'll call it, right? You know, you've heard me talk about mast cell activation. Well, that's the result of this syndrome. But think about a patient who comes into their doctor and they say, well, we have aches and pains that just started. We have headaches. They feel light sensitivity. They think they have memory impairment, maybe a little difficulty with word finding, difficulty concentrating. What do you think happens? They immediately think they have some type of neuro problem, right? And they do, actually. But then they have joint pain, the stiffness, cramps, shortness of breath, sinuses, cough. You're hearing all these symptoms: excessive thirst, confusion, appetite swings, difficult regulating body temperature, increased urinary frequency, mood swings, ice pick pain, possibly abdominal pain, diarrhea, numbness, water, tearing of the eyes, disorientation, metallic taste, static shocks, and vertigo. Now, those are just some of the symptoms that you can have.
Pick one, right?
Pick one and tell me where do we go. Well, this is very interesting. As you heard me before, one of the things I need to do when a patient comes in with a multitude of symptomatology is to find out what multiple organ systems are really involved. And how do we get to that? Well, we get to that in various ways. But the way that I believe we should start is in the chart. When the patient puts all these symptoms down, there's a multitude of other questions that come to mind. And based on how they answer, then I have an idea. Are we looking at something that's going to actually start this mast cell production again that I'm going to have to treat, right? And the answer is usually yes. So we're talking about something that really goes after your own immune system to go after yourself and make your white cells start marching out and destroying your own other organs. Now, this is a very interesting thing. The origination of this actually came around for mold and sick building syndrome. You've heard me speak about this before. Okay. And I was lucky enough to actually take the course or several courses with the father of this, who was Schumacher. And actually, he has the only true annals, medical annals, of how this has to be treated. And so, for example, if a patient comes into me and they are having this dysregulation of the immune system resulting in the multi-system illnesses, I really have to look at the protocol. And one of the things I need to do is specialized testing to begin with. So that has to back up what the doctor is seeing in terms of the patient and what they're filling out in terms of the chart. Does that make sense, John?
Yes, but I have a question. If a patient is not feeling well, let's just use that.
Mm-hmm.
how do they figure what they have wrong with them? And then how do you figure what, how to diagnose it?
Well,
so this is a very, it seems to me, very complex.
It's very complex, and there are various levels of it. So the answer to that is, again, you have to go to the chart, but you also have to really ferret out. You must ferret out the reason why they're feeling this way. In other words, isn't it interesting? For example, I had a patient who came in, and it turned out that back in the day, she had an exposure to asbestos. All right. Well, the asbestos was the trigger to her having these autoimmune problems. But all the time, her rheumatologist is just treating the autoimmune problem and not really getting to the fact that maybe, just maybe, we have to look beyond that. And that's what we do. Another good example of that is mold, and more importantly, mold, water-damaged buildings. You start to find out that a patient has been living in an area that has had water damage. We actually had a case once, a patient who came up from one of the hurricanes that hit New Orleans, right?
Katrina.
This patient had a ton of issues, right? And she had gone to one of the biggest and the best, and he said, it's a systemic review of this, and it'll go away. It wasn't going to go away, because you know why? We had to first get rid of the mold, right? But nobody tested her for present mold. So she came up here. She was living with relatives. And this is like 3 years later. She still was testing positive for the mold. Well, what did we have to do? We had to help her get rid of the mold first from her body. And so there's like a 15-step protocol that we have in our clinic for people who suffer from this type of condition, John.
So after you go through the 15 and you don't find something.
Well, no, you find it. Okay. Find it, because the first thing you do is you start doing very specialized blood testing. And invariably, it's a question of putting the pieces together on this type of testing. And once you do that, then you can zoom in on what was the trigger. Was the trigger mold? Was the trigger some type of toxin? Was the trigger Lyme disease? People can have this type of response to Lyme disease. And how many times do they test negative on the Lyme titer, the initial titer? Well, they don't have Lyme disease. Yes, they do. They have a post-Lyme disease. And you know what else is interesting? I'm seeing more and more patients who suffer from portions of this inflammatory response from what? COVID. They were exposed to COVID, and now they may have, out of these, that's about 10, 15 challenges. Well, they may have 6 out of the 10, right? Jeez. So think about that, right? We're treating a patient right now, Tom, who's definitely that kind of patient. And interestingly enough, where does he live? Long Beach Island. You don't think he has exposures to other toxins there? I know he doesn't want to believe it, not on Long Beach Island.
No,
but
no.
I'm telling you, there's water damage somewhere there.
Yes. I was thinking, when you diagnose it, okay, you go through the 15 steps.
Sure.
Okay, now, the treatment protocol.
The treatment protocol.
What is it? Is it hydration, of course?
Hydration
what
is the delivery treatment. But you've got to put them on binders in order to extract out the mold or whatever else is causing the problem. You have to put them on a binder. You may also have to tune up their cells. You're going to have to give them certain types of not just nutraceuticals, but some pharmaceuticals in a very, very interesting way. Maybe in our case, we use sprays and tincture in terms of the pharmaceuticals, and using enough of the pharmaceutical to do the trick, but not too much that they become codependent on some of them. We don't want that. You know how, like, if you use too much of a nasal spray, what happens?
Yes.
You become dependent on the nasal spray. We don't want to do that. We want to work with you to help eliminate that particular challenge that can come from this. But the whole thing is working on the pathways. The pathway. So we have to really have to make sure that the signs and symptoms that you have are consistent with an exposure of some type. Once we know that, the laboratory testing will then give us a lot of the data, but the laboratory testing is quite extensive. And by that, we're testing for very obscure things that a lot of physicians don't really think about unless they're in rheumatology or immunology, which a lot of scientists are in, immunology. So you've really got to start this very, very carefully. So you have to remove the toxin, whatever that is. And see, this is different than detox. Okay, I don't want people to think, oh, this is just a detox. No, when naturopaths talk about a detox, they're talking about a body detox, cleaning up the organ. No, this is really different. We're saying something caused your organs to misfire, right? To misfire. That's the key here. We have to eradicate, okay, the original challenge. Then we have to correct certain antibodies that are happening. And believe it or not, John, you know what happens mostly? Where do you think this happens initially? In the gut. All of a sudden, a patient then has a sensitivity to gluten. They never had that before, but think about it. Their body is so revved up from the exposure that, of course, they're having a problem with antibodies in the gut. So we may have to put them on a special diet. Then we also have to correct hormonally the dysregulation that's happened because of the immune response and what was going on hormonally. We have to correct certain osmolities, which is on the blood level. We have to make sure that the blood maintains a certain level of alkalinity and acid and not go too far in any direction, right? So again, it goes back to Goldilocks. And we have to correct the elevated levels that we find from the specific type of blood work. So, that being said, it can only be done with hydration, generally using the original protocol that Dr. Schumacher had in way back 20 years ago. But I have a couple of enhancements that we've used that over the years what I've found has worked. And using the actual pharmaceuticals, getting the docs involved, which they do. They get very much involved in this. And using the nutraceuticals and the pharmaceuticals that will actually eradicate the original toxin and also get you back on track and get you back to Goldilocks, which is just right in terms of your immune system.
We are coming up on our final break of the morning. Our show is called Health Watch. And you'll find us here every Sunday from 8 till 9 here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. We have some time for your calls still. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. 855-839-1210. Dr. Molly and I are returning with more of today's edition of Health Watch after these words. Back here on Health Watch, and again, operators standing by right now at Innovative Medical Associates, and they will be there well after we leave you at 9 o'clock. They don't go home. They're going to stay there by the phone, 856-489-0505, 856-489-0505. When you call, very simple, book the initial consultation with Dr. Molly. It is complimentary, but you will learn a lot and really find out about what this process is and how it can help you and potentially improve your overall quality of life. It's that simple. 856-489-0505. And the website, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. And don't forget, if you miss any of today's show, or you just want to hear it again, we have our Health Watch replay this afternoon, 4 until 5, right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. We're going to the phones right now. We're going to talk to Mark in Northeast Philly. Mark, good morning. Welcome to Health Watch.
Hey, Mark.
Hi, Molly. If you recall, I've been to you for a couple of sessions, and I have a few more I'm going to come in for. Now,
thank God.
I have condolences about the, I remember.
Thank you. Or a dog, sure. Yeah, she was great.
Now, I had recently a positive Cologuard, so I'm going in for a colonoscopy.
Yes.
I'd like see you preliminarily.
I would like that too, Mark. Mark, I would like that too, because there's a whole bunch of other things I think we should look for too. You need the colonoscopy, of course, because that's the confirmatory standard of care. You need to do that. But I agree with you. Come on in and see me. I would like that, sir. Okay? And I'm very happy.
Thank you.
I'm very happy that you're doing this and you're moving ahead. This is the difference with our clinic, as you know. I don't just take the naturopathic approach. We do have to use some medical judgment here. And thank God we do, because I think it can help you in the long run, Mark. Thank God.
Does the day of the week that I come in matter?
I think it would be good if you came in on a Monday or a Wednesday. That might be the best time for me to spend more time with you.
Got it. Okay.
All right. I'm going to look forward to it, Mark.
Okay.
God bless.
Mark, good luck. Thanks for the call.
He's a very smart man. Very smart man. So, John, I want to wrap up this CIRS. So what I want to say about this is, if you're experiencing these symptoms, okay, you have to realize it's much more than just the initial exposure. Maybe someone has told you you've had mold and they said that they're correcting it. I want people to understand that when we look at this, we need to be aware of the biochemical pathways rather than just look at this as a simple detoxification process. So again, just what I just said to Mark, we've got to look at the naturopathic approach, which uses the natural substances, and we also need to look at the medical approach for this. In order to completely eradicate this, bring you back to homeostasis, it's quite complex, and it has to be done over time, and you must bring the best of both worlds in, naturopathic and medical. So that's all I want to say.
Okay. Going to talk about some patients.
Sure.
We want to talk about this young lady with the wound.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good case.
Lovely Linda brought that case up, because obviously she and all the nurses have really been looking at this wound week to week. Now, it's very interesting, because we have a wound care solution that we've been using, I would say, for quite a while. And initially, I would tell you that just in cleaning up the wound with that, it can help this thing really clean itself off, clean the skin off in a way that contributes to the wound closing up. But in her case, with the deep-seated infection, you need to get something that can reach that. Now, I've got to tell you, she's a good case of utilizing what? Antibiotics specifically for her type of bacteria. And how do we know that? Because we ran the culture. So therefore, it's a medical procedure. We needed the docs involved, right? Medical procedure. And delivering those through what? Hydration, through IV therapy. And as a result, it's working. And I'm sure that her outcome is going to be good, John.
How did it get that bad?
I think she had very bad care. Now, she is from what I understand, she is a diabetic. And from what I saw in terms of her hemoglobin A1C, she's not a brittle diabetic, but she definitely is on the spectrum of diabetes. And I think that went untreated for years. And what happens is you cut yourself, and you know this yourself, you can't take wounds for granted when you're a diabetic.
That's right.
And you have some other conditions. So this is what happened here, and they're hardworking people too.
Let's talk about Alex.
Alex is a great example of what we were talking about earlier, an exposure that caused him to have all of the problems he was having. And I would say he had 90% of the symptomatology that I spoke about earlier. So he was a mess to really hone in on and say, listen, he really had this exposure to mold. And so what am I concentrating on him? The biotoxin pathway. That is extremely complex, and it takes more than natural products to get it together. And he's on a spray. Actually, he's on two sprays. He was on an antibiotic as well. And so he is on the road to recovery. And if you look at him, he looks like a different kid.
Yeah, and he walks in smiling every day.
That's right. And that's what we want for all our patients.
And real quick, Anna?
Oh, everybody knows Anna's case, because it's a case of POTS, P-O-T-S, as you know, another acronym I like. Lots of young women and women are being diagnosed with this. It has to do with an autonomic type problem, which means, you know, your blood pressure fluctuates and then you feel faint and all of these things. You need hydration. That's a good case for hydration. However, I do not believe that hydration alone is what's taking care of her. We need to be on a certain amount of pharmaceuticals as well as nutraceuticals, but it's the way in the delivery. She is doing better. And on top of that, she has a mixed etiology that nobody else picked up on. And indeed, I'm looking at that as well right now.
Best of both worlds, right?
Amen. Thank you.
And with that, we're going to put the wraps on another edition of Health Watch. Don't forget, operators standing by right now at Innovative Medical Associates, and they will be there well after we leave you at 9 o'clock this morning. 856-489-0505. When you call, make sure you book that appointment, the initial consultation with Dr. Molly. It is complimentary. 856-489-0505. The website, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. And don't forget, if you miss any of today's show or you just want to hear it again, Health Watch replay this afternoon, 4 until 5, right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. For Dr. Molly Fantasia and everyone at Innovative Medical Associates, the lovely Linda and our nursing staff, Lana, Donna, Jess, and Marianne, and then there's Joanne, Delightful D, Fabulous Fran, and our medical assistant, Sandra. I'm your host, John DeMasi. Thank you for listening. Have yourself a great week and a healthy one, and we will talk to you next Sunday, our live version here, Health Watch, 8 till 9, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT. You take care.
Is paid for by Innovative Medical Associates. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Innovative Medical Associates or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.